Hey, Bruce.
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a long summer.
Yes, it has. And we haven't done this in a while, and I've sorely missed it.
I've missed it, too. I enjoy our talks. So
I do, too.
I'm looking forward to getting back into the swing of things and having these conversations again about books, all things books and
all
writing.
Books.
Books and writing. So what do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, as you know, we just returned from San Diego from the book fair there. And despite the fact that it was a little slow, I will grant it that, I thoroughly enjoyed being there, being able to talk to people about books, being able to talk to you and Patrick Hare, by the way, our resident poet, about just things. I think that the live events are really inspirational in a way. They make me feel like there is yet a reading public out there that's interested in books and interested in reading what we produce.
No, I agree. And, you know, because we don't see the sales that go digitally, and we don't see that. I mean, we see the reporting, but we don't see the books going into the hands of the readers when they buy them online or when they buy them digitally, unless we end up having to come down here to the cave and we have to sign some books, which is always fun. That's always fun. But it's nice to actually put the books in the hands of readers, have them get excited. You know, I love having pictures taken with the kids with their, you know, especially
yes.
if it's the first time they've ever had an author signed book. That's always a blast, and the parents love it. So
I enjoyed watching some of the younger readers who would buy your middle grade books just get so excited about, you mean you wrote this book?
Yeah.
Was that hard?
Yeah.
You know, or a couple of times where people would stop but not really come over, and you just kind of encourage them to come up, and you pitch them the book, and all of a sudden they get wide-eyed and excited. It's like, oh,
yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I want to read that. It's like,
that was
cool.
That is. It's fun. It's fun to engage. It's, you know, and you have some really interesting conversations with other people there, people who are writing books or who want to be writing books. And again, it's, you know, it's like us getting to come in here and talk books is one thing, but it's a whole nother thing when you get to talk to people all day long about books, right?
Especially people you don't already know and kind of know what their tastes are and what they're looking for, and just all of a sudden find out, oh, you like this. I like that too.
Yeah. 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 It was interesting because there were a number of people who would be talking to me about my books, and then they'd step over to you, and then they'd get really excited because what you had on tap was something that really resonated with them even more. And that's always fun.
Well, and just the opposite. I'd pitch somebody and say, well, why don't you talk to Sharon? And all of a sudden, you're selling 2 or 3 books to them. It's like, dang.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, taste. Like you said, everybody's got their different flavors that they're interested in. And so it's nice because the Brick Cave booth has so much on offer.
Oh, I know. And I think that's something that I'm not sure people understood or realized until we could engage with them. Because I know a number of people that, you write science fiction and you write fantasy. I said, well, have you looked at our poetry? Poetry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Patrick is on stage.
Right.
And it was kind of nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was fun. And, you know, it didn't hurt that I got to walk on the beach the next day. So,
good for you.
Yeah, that was
I got
nice.
To go to the airport and fly home. So.
Well, I know, but you got to take it where you can get it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so that was fun. So, and you're going to be doing, you are the guest of honor?
No, I'm not the guest of honor this year. That's
okay.
Next year.
Next year, okay.
Everything got pushed back a year.
Oh,
because
of
COVID.
But you will be at?
I will be the local author guest of honor at CocoCon in 2023.
Okay.
2022, I will be there in attendance, and I have a number of panels and presentations scheduled. So I'm doing Friday, I believe, is the first presentation. Friday at 7:30, I will be doing How to Read a Scientific Study.
Mm.
How laymen can evaluate the validity both of science reporting and scientific presentations, which are two totally different things.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I'll be doing a talk that I've done before at other cons about wounds and survival in pre-industrial warfare and why the Roman legionaries got better care than Civil War soldiers. And then a number of fun panels. The one I'm looking forward to most is Fantastic Creatures and How We Create Them.
So, and when is that?
I believe that one's on Saturday.
Right, but the dates.
Oh, the dates. PogoCon. This is Labor Day weekend. This is
right.
2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
So that's coming up.
That's coming up next week.
And then I'll be at Roadside Book Festival up in Taylor.
Yes, indeed. I am sorry that I'll need to miss that, but we have family plans that weekend. So,
but I'll be up there on the 17th. Brick Cave will have a booth up there, so that'll be fun. And get to go see the animals and get my mug shot with Romeo and, all the horses that are hams about getting their pictures taken. So.
Yes, indeed. That's always a fun festival.
It really is. And this year it's going to be bigger. And there's going to be, I don't know, face painting and bouncy houses and all sorts of
cool stuff.
Oh, good.
Because they really deserve to expand that. It's a nice venue, if you will. It's in the country, but it's, if you like getting out on the farm and getting to see the animals, it's great.
Well, and there's nothing like the release of the chickens. I mean, there is just nothing better than watching the release of the chickens in the morning. It's just amazing to see that many birds come out of that space and flock out. So
I don't know. My favorite was the turkeys who would come by sample our books.
Or the goats.
Yes.
Yeah. Who no longer can come by and try and eat our banners. But, yeah. So that's a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to that. So what else shall we talk about?
Well, shall we pitch the Mesa Book Festival?
Ooh.
Which everyone should come to?
Yeah. So the Mesa Book Festival, December 17th. And that is, I'm very excited for it. We're looking forward to that this year. Woo.
Beautiful downtown Mesa. There's a lot of stuff happening in downtown Mesa. People really need to come and see what's going on down
and
here.
Sample all the fun, good
sample
stuff.
Sample the fun, good stuff, the good food, the drink, the books that will be at the Mesa Book Festival.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Yeah, that'll be great. So we'll be talking more about that as we get closer.
Oh, yes.
So keep getting closer to that. So I'm looking forward to that. And I think that's most of the events. Oh, we do have, are you going to be at TusCon? You're going to be at TusCon this year.
I will be at TusCon this year. Right? That's November. I forget what dates are.
It's the first full weekend.
First full weekend in November. I've set the dates aside. I have to check on it.
So I'll be there. Brick Cave will be there. And that's actually happening on November. I'll tell you. It's the second weekend in November. It's the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Yeah, second weekend.
I am, again, signed up to do some panels, but I've not received confirmation of which ones I will actually be doing.
But yeah, I haven't either. But
I always enjoy that con.
I do, too, because, again, it's an intimate con, and they keep it small, and you get to talk to people about books, and you're talking to other writers, and you're talking about creatives and people who are really interested in books. And this year, the Brick Cave is sponsoring the con suite on Friday night, so
cool.
That shall be fun.
All right. That'll be fun to do.
Yeah.
So we'll get down there then.
We'll be there, yeah. Be
absolutely.
There. Absolutely.
So award season is coming up.
Mm.
ShyCon is